We're going to go now to southern Spain, to the former home of Ayub El-Kazani. He's the 25-year-old Moroccan man accused of last week's attack on a high-speed train in France. He lived in Spain until last year. Lauren Freyer sent this report from his hometown.
Flamenco wails from windows ajar in this poor section of Algeciras. From this port city at Spain's southern tip, you can see Morocco across the Mediterranean. Among the many Moroccans who live here are the El-Kazanis, whose son Ayub has now been charged with terrorism. A family friend, Rashid Mohammed, answers the door of the El-Kazani's home. He says Ayub's parents are so distraught they fled to Morocco last night. Ayub was a good kid. He used to like to play soccer and go fishing, normal stuff, he says. Around 2 years ago, he stopped going to nightclubs and being such a hippie. He was getting his act together, he says. He'd been arrested 3 times for drug offenses, but a year and a half ago, Ayub El-Kazani told people here he'd landed a job with a cell phone company and left for France. A few months before he left, his brother Imran, also in his 20s, was expelled from Spain. Both brothers used to come into my shop, says Juan Carlos Rodriguez, grinding keys at his hardware store around the corner. Imran was deported to Morocco, and then Ayub started wearing a long white tunic and a white Islamic cap. Officially, Imran was deported because his residency expired, but Spanish media say it was because he preached jihad at a local mosque. After Imran was deported, Ayub's name was added to Spain's terror watch list. I went to their neighborhood mosque where I found Kamal Shaddad, president of the local Muslim association. He was praying.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Porque vivimos aquí tranquilos y hay convivencia positiva.
We live here in peace and coexistence. We've never had a problem, he says. This is a humble working neighborhood. Shaddad says he knows the El-Kazani family and is shocked by the charges against Ayub.
Es una pena, ha perdido su familia.
It's a shame. He's lost his family, he's lost his friends, he's lost his future, he says. He's lost everything. All this news has shaken the Muslim community here. The mayor has called an emergency town hall meeting for Friday. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Algeciras, Spain.